B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
From the 22-yard line, angle to the left for Gostowski, a 32-yard field goal attempt. Paxton snaps, the ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. Steven Gostowski bangs it through from 32 yards out.
From the right hash, Lieutenant Joe Cardona, U.S. Navy, snaps to Jake Bailey. Gostowski kick, airborne to the uprights, and that kick is good.
There you go. First and last kicks of Steven Gostkowski's career. The book ends. Well, of his career here in New England. I don't know.
14 years, man. Never did I think a kicker would outlast Adam Vinatieri.
What happened to your friend?
I messaged him yesterday.
Yeah?
And he said, hey, it's been a hell of a ride. 14 years. Who could ask for any more than that? No ill feelings. And it feels like that's it. Like, you just wonder... Yeah, would they bring him back at a lower price? And you think, and I think everybody assumes, oh, okay, you're going to save five. No, you don't save five or $4.8 million against the cap.
Less than $1 million I read yesterday.
You save $870,000 against the cap. That's your cap hit. That's your cap savings. $870,000, not 4.8.
And I assume they're going to spend money on another kicker.
They have $26 million in dead cap space.
So when I hear that it was about saving cap space, I say they're only going to save any space if they don't sign another guy. Right?
Yeah.
If all of a sudden they have the same guy handling kickoffs, also doing field goals and extra points, and also handling the punts, which I don't think is going to happen.
No, I think that they're going to have a veteran come in and compete, and they're probably going to draft someone.
So this isn't about cap savings.
No, it's about moving on, I think.
It's about moving on.
Yeah.
They think that after surgery, he's not going to be as good of a kicker.
He said he feels great. He's healthy.
And they're done.
Yeah.
They're done with him. They're getting rid of old players over there is what they're doing.
And Slater's the last guy left, right? Slater's the longest tenured Pat.
Longest tenured Patriot.
In a matter of 7 days, Tom Brady gone. Steven Gostkowski gone.
Gostkowski is 36 years old. And so for them, that was too old.
Two great guys. Two great guys on and off the field.
Yeah. So they were done with Gostkowski because they don't think he can kick anymore. That's why. That's why they're done with him. They're not going to save any real money there. In fact, they may end up... cap-wise, not real money, but cap-wise, it may end up spending more money.
They're bringing in all these special teamers, you know?
Oh, they're signing special teamers left and right there.
Do they plan on punting a lot and punt returns a lot? Maybe they're going to be really good on defense, force a lot of punt returns, and struggle on offense and punt. No, I think the offense is going to be okay somewhat. I do. I think they're going to get a tight end. Again, on the outside, you hope Sanu's healthy. Harry should be there the whole year, and you throw high percentage throws. You know, you don't push it down the field, you run the damn ball, and you kill clock.
I think
get back to old school football.
Every person,
they'll be different.
Every free agent addition they've had, I think, also will contribute on special teams or has the ability to.
They better, yeah.
Oh, they better, yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
Granted, up front, there's going to be some mixing and matching of parts. When you lose guys like Van Noy, you know, you're trying to fill some gaps, man. But if you're a safety on his team and if you're a backup safety, you better play special teams. If you're a backup corner, you better play special teams. Same thing for all the linebackers, tight ends, you name it. Yeah. Cardona seems like he's still here. That's good. Get your snapper. That's going to be good. High percentage guy. Don't worry about that snap all over the place.
So my question would be, how do you feel about the offseason so far for the Patriots?
Well, I mean, the absence of Brady kind of, you know, and here's the thing.
I'll tell you what, you can even take Brady out of it for the sake of the conversation.
Once you get past the emotional part
blows.
Of it. Right. We're carrying that live today at noon, his press or his introductory
conference call.
Phone conference call.
We have a conference call.
What's going on in society, you know, and across our country. Once you get past the emotion of the Brady thing, then I think you really have to look at, okay, what's the roster building going to look like? And
right now, non-existent with no cap money.
Yeah. $26 million in dead cap. Brady counts half against that. 4.75, I think, for Antonio Brown. You're carrying. Like there's some, yeah, Michael Bennett, $2 million. Some tough decisions there that you thought big guys that were going to come in and help your program really didn't from a veteran standpoint last year. And you're starting to pay for it now a little bit in dead cap money the way other teams have had to in poor decisions they've made. So,
day 7 of the Patriots in free agency, and every team, this is day 7 of the NFL free agency period. How do you feel about the direction of things right now for the immediate future? They haven't done anything.
You took away 70% of your points.
They haven't done crap. Like,
Brady and Gostkowski accounted for 70% of your points over the last like 10 years.
So this begs another question. Are we done talking about the Patriots like they're the Patriots? And we're just going to treat them like some crap bag NFL team?
No.
Because any other year, if Brady's here and Belichick is here, we're talking about the lack of movement. And we're talking about all the guys that have left and how there doesn't really seem to be a way to replace it.
Right. But I think
I don't feel like people are talking about that. And granted, there's a lot of other things going on. Right? Yeah. No matter what it is we're talking about, it's less important than everything else that's happening. But from a Patriots fan perspective, it doesn't feel like people care as much because I think they're sort of resigned to Brady's gone and this thing might be over.
It's a reset. It is. It's somewhat of a reset. And I went back and last night you're flipping through things. The E60 thing is on with Bledsoe. And he's sitting there talking to Jeremy Schapp. And, they're going through the whole decision-making, going back to 2001 when Bill made that decision. And you hear Robert sitting there talking about, it killed me. I was sad. Like, we just signed him. Like, you're going through that again, what you went through with Bledsoe from an ownership standpoint where you had the big contract. And Robert said it. I got to trust Bill to make that decision. That's out of my realm. Bill's running the football part of it. And then they played the Bill audio, the Belichick audio of, Robert Kraft pays me to make the right decisions for this football team, and that's what I have to do. I have to do what I think is right for the football team. And after you get part of the emotion of, there's such an attachment with Brady, and there will be from the 20 years. And you're going to be crazy not to be attached to that guy. 6 rings. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. And once you get past that attachment, now your ownership and coach are trying to do what's best for the team. And I think people will start to come around on that. Once you get past today, we're going to, you see Tampa Bay last night tweeting out, the Brady, be well video from the TB12. And I'm like, oh God, it's real. And it still affects you after 7 days. But I think as other things affect you with time, you'll get past them. So, but the E60 thing last night with Bledsoe took you back 20 years. Wow. He went through that. Yep. And here they are saying the same type of things and look how it worked out for him.
617-779-0985. Patriots offseason to this point. Also, the quarterback situation for the Patriots. More on that. The addition of Brian Hoyer, what it means. Also, a story that's out there today that I love and hate all at the same time, and it involves Deshaun Watson.
I'm with you on this.
We'll get to that coming up. It's all in the way. You're on Zolak and Bertrand. Yesterday, we talked about Brian Hoyer making his return to the Patriots on a deal that will pay him $1 million. Patriots got a cheap backup quarterback in Brian Hoyer because Brian Hoyer's agent was convinced that Brian Hoyer will have an opportunity to compete for the starting job in New England, which I think ultimately he will lose. They might create a situation that appears to be a competition, yet I think at the end of the day, Jarrett Stidham is the team's starting quarterback now.
I think because of the salary and the way both of them played in the preseason, it was pretty even between the two of them. You know, and they, based on Brian's age and the development of Stidham, and you know, you're always going to keep that younger guy. Again, I go back to what I said. I thought they were going to cut Brian, and bring him back at some point. You got to save money to cut that salary down. But
I think
the Colts,
Stidham's job to lose right now.
I agree with that. But I think they bring him in to help Stidham from a recognition standpoint to what he did with Brady, where you give him little tidbits along the way. Hey, I see this. I see that. And that's where you're going to help Stidham out here.
Yeah, part-time coach.
And you're going to push him.
For $1 million.
Brian's
all they had to do was tell him he's going to compete.
You watch Hoyer. He's got the same work ethic as Brady. It's like but he's not Brady. We all know that.
Would you also draft a quarterback?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would draft a quarterback.
I get my top five, and then you're sitting there around round three or so, and you're looking at it and say, okay, which guy do we have a high grade on to drop? And maybe it's like I said, Jalen Hurts or Jake Fromm from State Farm.
I may even go younger than that. I mean, earlier than that.
Ooh, that's a reach then.
No, not for those particular players. If there's...
Oh, you mean...
If you're in a position where someone drops in the draft and you feel like...
What if Herbert drops in him at 23?
I'm saying... Yeah, exactly.
He's there at 20,
again,
do you trade up?
Quarterbacks usually shoot up the board right before the draft. We've seen that happen year after year. So if that were to happen and you're sitting there at 23 and you feel like you've got someone on the board that won't be there the next time you pick, and it's someone good that they feel is good, then do it.
I don't like Herbert. But see, here's going to be the problem. If you're a team out there and you look at it like, ooh, he looks too rigid, or he's basically just that shotgun, typical Oregon guy, right? And you're like, oh, God, then teams are going to start passing on him. And then that tease is going to be there to, well, he's got a top 10 grade on him. What the hell is he there at 20 or 22 or 23 for?
Like, my thought is that for all the talk of, you know, is it over? And there are other needs on the team for sure in terms of building it back up. Yeah, well, none of that will matter if you don't have the quarterback. If you don't have the key piece.
The schedule. Schedule's
you,
a
you
bitch
next year.
You can have
great corners and great defensive linemen, and you can add a great receiver. You can do all of those things.
Yeah.
If you don't have the quarterback piece, you're hosed. That's the story of the NFL.
There's going to be times late in the third quarter where you're going to have to be required to make some plays. And that's where Brady was so good. You know, when it was money time or fourth quarter, you're down 10. Let's get a drive. Let's get a 12-play drive together. We don't know if Stidham can do that yet. And so that's what you're going to be waiting to see. And that's going to be the tough part because, again, schedule's a bitch next year. The road games are a bitch. How's he going to react to that? He's still young. He's raw. Look at the problems Baker Mayfield went through. Look at the turnovers. And that's, you know, some of the growing pains you're going to have to do when you reset. But the best thing is you're in the AFC East, too. It's still a weak division. Buffalo's, you know, what Felger says, on the come.
So there's also this story. And it's not about this coming season, but it's about future seasons. I'll read one from our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Alex Barth, headline, is Deshaun Watson eyeing New England? He says, last week the Texans traded away DeAndre Hopkins for next to nothing. This was followed by reports that Bill O'Brien hasn't exactly gotten along with many of the Texans players. This left many wondering if Watson's time in Houston could be coming to an end.
He started to shoot his mouth off on Twitter and stuff, too.
Watson's displeasure was just a rumor until Monday morning when the 24-year-old quarterback tweeted, I don't know how I'm going to make it out of here clean. Can't even keep track of who plays for the other team. Iconic duos rip and split at the seams. Now, those are lyrics from
song?
Drake's song Emotionless. Yeah. Maybe Derek and Foxborough could rap this for us. But you would seem to think that he tweeted those lyrics because it's about the departure of
Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins.
My kid came down here. Said, what the dad? What happened to DeAndre Hopkins? Like,
so then, someone retweeted Deshaun Watson and put up a picture with the retweet of Bill Belichick on the phone and a quote that says, "I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately?" In reply, That's what it was. Belichick calling, I'm guessing more lyrics there, calling Watson. Watson liked the tweet.
That's gonna make Bill O'Brien happy. He didn't have a short wick.
In the middle of all this, Watson changed his bio on his Twitter.
Oh.
That now reads, for football inquiries, contact David Mulugeta, who's his agent. Not for football inquiries.
Oh, other NFL teams, if you want me, call my agent.
But it's obviously not serious, but it's pretty damning that he did that. For football,
not for
marketing inquiries,
right,
or for appearance inquiries. No. For any football inquiries you might have, if you're looking for my services, call my agent.
Jesus.
Can you imagine that?
In today's day and age, this is like, this is if you want out, this is how you shoot your way out.
No, can you imagine a guy not wanting to play for Bill O'Brien? Bill O'Brien's he's a dink. Hothead. Used to get into a Brady all the time. We saw it publicly play out on the sideline. And a young quarterback being like, no, I'm not dealing with this. I saw the way you coached the game.
You took one of the best receivers in the league away.
Yeah, like,
I said, you know, so many games you call for Stephon Gilmore and you see how well he plays. Like, DeAndre Hopkins could get open on him. And Gilmore was right in his hip pocket.
We've seen coaching decisions by Bill O'Brien lose games for that team. So now he's obviously lost some players. And then on top of it, he trades away their best player.
Like, can't
their
bring your
best player.
Don't bring all your baby mamas.
For next to nothing because he had. All right, so let's say he had three baby mamas, they said?
I played with a guy that had five.
All right, so he's got three baby mamas.
Another one had four. Yeah.
Why does that impact the way he played football?
Well, it depends which one's showing up and holding the kids over the ropes by the practices. You know, like, hey, come see your kid. You haven't seen him in a while.
That happened at your practice.
Oh, man.
We know.
Frank Mendez lost his mind on that one.
Like, but that's enough to trade a guy away and say, you remind me of Aaron Hernandez? How do you think that's playing in that locker room right now and with this quarterback?
Hash it out.
Like, I love the fact that Bill O'Brien has a young star quarterback who has no interest in playing for him. That I do enjoy. I enjoy that for Bill O'Brien because he deserves that. That's his own creation.
You remember before he got hurt, too, he was, like, trending as far as a league MVP. And then after the knee injury, you know, he's settled down now, and he's starting to play well again.
I can just imagine Deshaun Watson saying,
he's developing.
I play for a jerk of an owner, and now I play for a jerk of a coach.
What would McDaniels want to do with him, huh?
That's probably what's going through the mind of Deshaun Watson. And now he sees this Bill Belichick tweet, and he likes it. Bill Belichick calling me. What do you think of Deshaun Watson? You know my love for Deshaun Watson. You know that he has sort of dropped off a little bit.
He played well. He played well this past year.
He came into the league.
Yep.
But
he played great here when they came back late. But didn't Cooks have the game-winning catch against them? Like in the final seconds or something? I can't remember. A couple years ago here at home, it was a hot day, like 90 degrees. Watson played well then. He played well this past year. My God, he hit every damn pass.
I thought Deshaun Watson was going to be Patrick Mahomes before Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like young, exciting,
yeah,
and is going to, you know, be the next guy in the league. It turns out that Patrick Mahomes is the next guy in the league. But if Patrick Mahomes is Brady, this can be Manning. This can be Mahomes' Manning, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
For the next decade. He's 24 years old. There's a lot of talent there, and he might want out of Houston. So how does he get to New England? That's the part of the story I don't quite understand. So the details of that coming up next. How could they get him? We'll send it over to Hardy. He has headlines also today. Tom Brady talks in Tampa. That is happening at noon, and we will carry it live.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Watson drops back, moves up to his left. He's going to fire to the end zone for Stills, and this one's a touchdown. Kenny Stills makes the grab against Jonathan Jones.
Jesus.
Texans indeed out of their lead.
Step up. It's a heavy throw by Watson. Stepping up to his left. Shoulders aren't even square. He throws a rope.
couple of things. Minor show announcement. Next segment. Minor show announcement. And then at 11, we've got a remix and a mashup of Shelby Cordell and Derek in Foxborough.
Correct. The reaction of that I received on Twitter and emails, texts,
overwhelming.
In these unprecedented times, the reaction to Derek and Foxborough's raps,
people needed
were unprecedented.
Yeah.
Just in lockstep with what's going on in this world. Unprecedented.
And we will we'll get the song about strippers out there as quick as we can when he sends that one.
Yeah, can't wait for it. There are odds on who the Patriots' starting quarterback will be week one of next season, 2021.
Who are the odds from?
Bet Online.
Oh.
All right.
They're a major, you know, online
provider. Did they have the Bucks as the
Jimmy Shapiro, great at sending over the odds.
Did they have the Bucks as the favorites like Odd Shark did?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't recall.
I'm track record. That's
sure.
All.
But again, these are odds for something in the future. This is their view of it at this point in time.
I understand.
Or how they're going to, you know, get some bets going. And you may have seen the headline that Deshaun Watson was the favorite. He may have been, but he's not the favorite at this moment. Jarrett Stidham is the favorite to be the Patriots starting quarterback week one of 2021 at plus 350.
We laugh at him.
Deshaun Watson is second on the list at plus 450. Trevor Lawrence, third on the list at plus 500.
Trevor Lawrence.
Why is that funny to you?
Because that means they're going to be, what, 0-16? You think this guy's going to tank? The guy standing in the rain working out kids at Middle Tennessee State?
Coward thinks it's happening. Who? Coward thinks it's going down.
Oh, Colin Jesus. Coward. What's he got right in
Colin
the last 2 months?
Colin Coward.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, icon source.
Yeah. Because he knew someone there. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Icon source.
When you're that big, you know important people. Yeah.
Deshaun Watson is now two. Stidham was two when the odds were posted, but they've now flip-flopped. There are other names on here like Kyle Trask, Dak Prescott at plus 900, Jacoby Brissett at plus 1100. But let's get to this. Deshaun Watson is unusually high on that list. How does that happen?
Yeah, what gives?
How do they get him here?
Well, and he's going to cost you, too.
So he has his rookie deal, which expires after this season, and they have to trigger his fifth-year option, which they can do by May of this year.
Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater's getting 20-plus a year. I mean,
fifth-year options are pricey. He was the 12th overall pick.
Tannehill's 29.
With me here. It's going to be I think it's a average of the salaries of like the top 20-ish quarterbacks. I don't quote me on this. I'd have to look it up to tell you exactly what it is.
Ain't cheap.
But it's a decent number. It makes sense for a team, though, when you have a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, you pick up the fifth-year option, and then you have the right to franchise tag him. And a lot of these really good young quarterbacks end up signing extensions before they get to that point. Like, you're going to have to pay him, so you might as well do a deal with him. And I don't know if they will or not, but
what's McCourty, what's Hightower going to look like 2 years from now? You're going to have to start to, you know, pad your offense, switch that up.
If this happens for him to get to New England, it's not going to be because he was a free agent.
No.
That's not going to happen. So you have to trade for him and then pay him. So someone has to explain that part to me.
How's your relationship with Jack Easterby?
Yeah, maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe I'm a total moron, which wouldn't surprise you. Just tell me, how does that happen? I would love it. I would be over the moon if they got Deshaun Watson. But how does New England get that done? I'm confused. Someone has to explain that to me when he's got a fifth-year option coming up, and obviously the team could franchise him down the road. How do we do that? How does that happen? Yeah, so how is the Jack Easterby relationship? Is it good?
I don't think it's good. Oh.
How is it with...
how's Casario going to work this way?
How is it with Bill O'Brien, though? Because he's
fine.
The GM.
I think it's fine. I think they're, you know, from what I observe, they're fine with Billy.
So maybe the plan is Deshaun Watson can have a number of children by a number of different women that will piss off Bill O'Brien to the point where he calls him in the office, compares him to Aaron Hernandez, and then trades him away for next to nothing. Is that how it goes down?
Second round picking David Johnson?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if that's how it works,
we'll give you a second for
Deshaun Watson, get going. Everyone's cooped up right now.
Yeah, be like Derek.
Coronavirus shut down. You got plenty of time on your hands.
Yep. Be like Derek.
Let's get to it.
Mm.
Hey, have,
hands down.
9 months from now, you can have all kinds of children by all kinds of different women.
Right. Christmas baby.
And that's right.
How many babies? Like, we're going to have a baby boom, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we most definitely are.
There's a lot of drinking and a lot of loving going on right now.
Hash it out.
I just want to know how it happens. I want it to happen. Deshaun Watson in New England, that would be awesome. I just don't know how it happens and how they get from right now to Deshaun Watson being here. So if you got a thought on that, please bring it to the table. In the meantime, your calls. Michael in Rhode Island. Hey, Michael.
Hi, guys. Great show. Thank you for letting me in.
What's up?
I couldn't agree with you more about Deshaun Watson compared to those other clowns. I mean, he should be number one. That's the guy they ought to get. But I'm wondering, how much is that going to cost them?
A lot. It's, you know, he's franchise quarterback caliber, and those guys make $30-plus million a year.
Yeah, you're in that range. Like I said, Tannehill's at 29. Yeah. So go up from there. Ryan Tannehill is the low end.
Well, Belichick's not playing 30 for him.
He might. I mean,
if he thinks he's special.
This is sort of one of those things that for the Patriots, they've always had the benefit of paying Brady less than market value.
Yeah.
Does that continue with their next guy?
No, it can't. Can't. Because you have stupid out there. You know what I mean? If you're Deshaun Watson, what do you, you know, someone trades for you, what are you going to do? You're going to say, Ryan Tannehill's making $29 million. I'm not taking that. Again, he changed his profile. Call the agent. That guy will set the market.
I just don't know if that can continue.
He's better than him. He's better than Tannehill. He's going to get more than Tannehill. Jesus, this is easy. You know? That's the way the league's heading. Salary cap's going up. League's doing business. They're the only one working. So, yeah, I would think that he's going to get paid a hell of a lot more than that.
Mike in Worcester. Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, this question is for Zoe. Zoe, I know you're really tight with Tom and Jules. What do you think the possibility of Jules getting out of his contract because Belichick thinks he's a distraction to the team, and Stidman has always been successful with Jacoby Myers. What do you think about that?
What do you think about that one, Beetle? Jacoby Myers there. I know what you think of him. I don't think Julian's a distraction. I think Julian is trying to create his own brand too, but I don't think it's to the point, you know, obviously where Tom's is, and Julian works his ass off. And when Julian's in that building, Julian does everything they ask him to do. He is the guy that moves the sticks for this team. This off, what is Josh McDaniels without Julian Edelman? You get a tight end, you're back in business here. I go back to what Charlie Weiss told us at the Super Bowl. This whole offense is based on a production from the tight end and the slot position. Go to Troy Brown. Go to what Welker has done. Now it's Edelman. It was Amendola, too. They brought him in. You need that slot receiver. I know you need Julian Edelman. He's your best player on offense. Period. Him and James White. That's what you need. You can get rid of that guy, especially if you got a young quarterback. The best thing you do, run those option routes, bang it on those little five-yard throws, right? That's what they did with Brady early in his career. Set the record for passes thrown under 5 yards. Charlie Weiss did that. Go back to some of that. No way you're getting rid of Edelman.
Go right back to your calls. Again, a
plus
minor.
Plus, he's so affordable, Beetle. The money.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't give up on him.
No.
A minor show announcement.
Minor.
And also, a quarterback getting released in the NFL. We'll tell you who it is next.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Find you.
Minor show announcement.
Minor.
Minor. We're not going to be in the studio tomorrow. We're going home. So we're still doing the show.
Hell yeah, we're doing the show.
But we're not going to be here. We're leaving the studio. We're abandoning ship.
Tank top and hat on backwards, baby.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. So it may sound slightly just a little bit different if you've heard Maz when he's at home, or TNR, they've been home. We are now going home as well.
Rich eating his mic. Yeah. Hopefully I won't do that.
Because we are closer to each other here in this studio than anyone else working in media right now. And I'm not kidding. We've kept our 6 feet.
We have.
And we've all been abiding by the stay-home rules.
Good luck.
But there's still a lot of people passing through here. We're heading home.
Yesterday was the first day I think it felt uneasy. With the darkness in the building and just lack of people anywhere coming in. Doing the show here. It was a little, first day was actually a little odd.
So we're going to set up Skype, cameras, the whole deal.
See my dog.
Bentley will make an appearance.
He'll be on TV.
Hardy's really excited about that.
Does Scout have his cone still on?
Scout will definitely be making an appearance. She enjoys she enjoys time with Daddy down in the lab.
I think it's National Dog Day today.
Puppy Day was yesterday.
Oh, was it yesterday?
Yeah, my sister got a new puppy.
That keeps getting discussed in my house.
Perfect time to get one.
Perfect time. Spent a lot of time.
About 6 weeks to train that sucker.
The insanity.
Hey, he's cleaning up the pee.
I thought today was National Dog Day. Nope, it's
who
not.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, God, stop.
Who let the dogs out?
So it's Puppy Day. International Dog Day is in August. So that's the minor announcement. So tomorrow when we're not in this studio, you'll know why. We've decided to go elsewhere. We're going to continue to isolate and social distance. That starts tomorrow on the show. The other thing that we told you we'd tell you about was a quarterback is getting released in the NFL.
Yep.
And according to reports at this hour, Cam Newton's going to be cut free in Carolina. So Cam Newton will be released.
No, thank you.
And you have already stated no, thank you.
No.
I've stated that players can change, and he could change.
We all could change.
Yes.
I think this would be a name grab, desperate type. You know, you say, how's the offseason going? What would you think about the offseason if you added Cam Newton to your roster?
It'd be fun. I don't know that it would necessarily mean they're going to be good.
It'd be content.
But it could be fun.
He's a big SOB, man. Where is he a big kid.
Well, my question would be, where's he going to go? Like, what team wants him?
What about Pittsburgh?
That's not a bad one.
Are you sold on Rudolph? I don't think I am.
I like what you did there. Pittsburgh. How about Denver?
Denver be a spot. Hell yes.
Yeah, when I say where's he going to go, I'm not saying he's not going to have a home. I'm just curious.
No.
Where the hell is he going to go? Curious to know what uniform we'll see him playing in next year.
Yeah.
So, Cam Newton. What about Miami?
Oh, Saints.
Who's going to play in Miami?
Saints.
Who's the quarterback in Miami?
Miami
be good.
Couple places that could use a quarterback. So it's worth noting, though, that Bill Belichick has said very complimentary things about Cam Newton over the years.
Cam Newton has
beaten the Patriots, and you know how Bill feels about guys that beat him and guys that are talented.
I'll never forget that Monday nighter. Was that a Sunday nighter where he had that 79-yard scamper? I mean, cut left, cut right, cut back across the grain. We were down in Carolina. Was that the Cleet Blakeman game with the Gronkowski hold by Luke Kuechly at the end of the football game.
Do you want to hear Bucky Brooks on Fox Sports Radio? Tom caught this on Sunday night.
Good job, Tom.
Bucky Brooks, who is known to say some outlandish things every now and again.
Sure.
Here's some Bucky Brooks for you.
Cam Newton has played the best football of his NFL career against the Patriots. His highest passer rating is against the Patriots, like 128. He's averaged almost 7 yards a carry. He has a 6-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. Every time he has played the Patriots, he has absolutely destroyed them with his ability. That's why Bill Belichick adores him. If you go back and just follow the tea leaves, whenever Bill Belichick has lavished big praise on a player, he goes and gets that player later.
That's so true.
He lavished big praise on Randy Moss. He had to go get him. He did it with Ocho Cinco. He went and got him. He did it with Antonio Brown. He went and got him. When Bill Belichick recognizes your talent and respects your talent, he finds a way to bring that talent on to New England. And so if Cam Newton checks out physically down the road, I would expect them to have a conversation about bringing him on. And if he gets to New England, he's going to be their starting quarterback. And I think that the creativity that Josh McDaniels has, that Bill Belichick has shown in terms of changing their offense to fit the talents of their players, I think you would see Cam Newton play at a different level in New England because he'll be coached hard and held to a level of accountability that he may not have been held to in Carolina.
That I totally agree with.
It's a hell of a take. He's right, though.
The second part is so true, and this is why I said this the other day. Has Cam Newton ever been humbled?
Can he do that?
Has he ever been cut like he's about to get cut today?
What outfit would he wear? Would he have the glasses without the lenses, the hat on backwards?
I don't know why that's such a big deal.
Because it's an attention getter. And when you come here, or you talk about the humbling
right,
part of it.
Right,
okay.
Because Tom Brady...
No, Tom Brady wears goofy stuff, too.
Never picks out...
He's 1-6, though.
You know, fashionable things that will land him in magazines. Yeah. The guy goes to the Met Gala. Give me a break.
That's not football. That's not post-game press conference.
What's the difference?
He's got your ass kicked, and you got a bandana on backwards and crazy glasses. I don't know. I don't like it. Shorts with a suit jacket.
Oh, my God.
It's weird.
You with me on that? Hardy's a weird.
Now, Hardy's not going to be on that.
It's an attention getter.
No way.
That's more important to him than what
Tom
just transpired.
Tom Brady's never been an attention getter.
Does Brady Cam give you 60 minutes of everything he has?
Give me a break.
Brady has earned that to a certain extent, and it's not like over-the-top nuts. Does he have some goofy outfits? Yeah. Met Gala, that's not football. That's his wife's dress.
There's some attention seeking while the game is going on. Evident in him, that's not it.
Watch his warm ups.
That's true.
Watch his warm ups.
That's a different thing, though. But watch his post game outfits.
Watch him talking to the crowd. Like he's got a totally change.
Tom Brady likes to play dress up plenty. Okay,
it's horse blinders, head down, and are you going to be different? I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. That's not my thing, but for some people, it's their thing. No, the stuffing game, yeah, I can see what you mean by that. He does attention-getting things in-game. Listen, the biggest knock against him is not diving for that football in the Super Bowl. No doubt about it.
That sticks out.
It should.
I also call games again, like the Christian McCaffrey. Like, remember Gilmore early in his career here. Not good against the Carolina. Remember where he vacated sides of the field? Cam read it perfectly. Got the ball to who he had to. Cam has played well against you. Brooks is right on that.
Adam and Lowell on the Deshaun Watson idea. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. How's it going? These Watson rumors, this is what I need right now. I mean, there's zero chance of it happening because if the Texans let him go...
Yeah, it's down the road.
They might as well just be regulated to the XFL, like soccer style. I mean, but if I just watch him play in a Patriots uniform would be unbelievable. Cam Newton would be fun to watch too, but you're right. The outfits are crazy. He dresses like a little kid's like imaginary best friend. Like he gets up to the stadium, it's like, dude, what the hell? Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Adam admits that there's really no clear path to getting Deshaun Watson.
I think it's a pipe dream. I do. And that's down the road.
It feels NBA it's not imminent, in a sense, right? Like the NBA, you throw around the best names. In that league, it happens.
Kyrie
like
and Durant.
It's remarkable. The guys just get moved and traded, and it happens. This doesn't feel as likely unless Bill O'Brien gets stupid and does a Bill O'Brien type of thing, like trade away DeAndre Hopkins for next to nothing. Maybe he'll do it with his quarterback next. Who knows? 617-779-0985. Hardy overnight was working on a production of a mashup between Derek in Foxborough and Shelby Cordell.
And this was not put together quickly.
No. This required multiple sessions. You know, you go away, you come back to
it. You're feeling pretty good about it.
You sleep on it. You revisit in the morning.
You're feeling pretty good about it. Like, you've presented other stuff to us where, like, I don't want to hear this one.
This is the song the world needs right now. I don't want to oversell it. This is the song the world needs.
Okay, we will hear it coming up after headlines, no commercials. Oh.